women. Women are a weird one, and it's an important one, because if you don't have a basic understanding of what women are about, then you are going to get yourself into a load of trouble. It could cost you everything. Not understanding how women operate as a guy is one of the riskiest things that you can do. You have to have some basic understanding of women in general so that you're able to navigate this space and not get completely screwed over, which happens all the time because there's a conflict between what women say they want and what our culture says that we should want from women, and men's roles and women's roles are confused. A lot of this confusion is in conflict with the reality of the situation, the truth of the situation. And because of this, we have lots of guys who end up getting themselves into terrible situations. They end up losing vast amounts of time, a lot of their resources, and often get totally done over. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through a bunch of generalizations. And these generalizations, because they're generalizations, are not going to be relevant to everybody all of the time. They are generalizations, so don't be a twat about it and think that, I know somebody who's not like that and I've had an experience that doesn't fit with that. Yeah, I'm sure that you have, but for the majority of the time, having some baseline understanding of the general situation when it comes to women is extremely useful. And it's more important than ever because this mismatch between what society and other women tell us and the reality of the situation is bigger and bigger. The mismatch is huge, and it leads to all kinds of misunderstandings and massive amounts of upset. A huge cost in terms of resources lost, time lost from young men, incredible mistakes, which oftentimes are completely irrecoverable, especially when it comes to time. And this is especially important for young men who are finding themselves that they really want to start having sex with girls. They want to go out. They want to find girlfriends. They often end up falling in love with them. And things can go quite badly if you are not mindful of some of these general principles. This is not a cut-out, clunky, how-to-do list. It's just a general set of principles that you can take and you can apply to particular situations and circumstances and make it your own. Learn from it, and hopefully what will happen is that after listening to this, you are going to be much better equipped to go about understanding women, understanding what it is that they want and what it is that they need, and how, as a younger guy in particular, to be attractive to women, to be desirable. Here's the TLDR summary. Women desire mentally and physically strong men that are capable and competent. They want men that have status or the potential for status. They want men that have something that is more important than she is to them. And they also want men to lead them. Many things that I'm talking about in this video are going to piss off a lot of people. They're going to piss off a lot of women, and they're going to piss off a lot of men who have conformed to the over-feminized society that we're in. A lot of things in the culture, as I've said, are contradictory to these things. But evolution is not going to get beaten by a few decades of cultural change. Things change. Of course they do. And normal and acceptable behavior changes, but there is a saying, wet pussy doesn't lie. There are evolutionary imperatives that are inescapable, and they will always be true. Humans have been around for a long time, so it's useful to understand that women control access to sex, and men want sex with women. There is a big difference between us. Men will settle for having sex with just about any female, but female humans will only have sex with the best possible man that they can. That includes the warning in this that a woman will drop you like a ton of bricks if a better opportunity comes along. This is not a politically correct or acceptable thing to bring up, but it's true. Women are hypergamous. They are always scanning the environment for a better opportunity, and they will find a way to be able to take that opportunity if the current situation that they are in is not going so well. They will upgrade, and they can be very ruthless about it and very manipulative about it. This is not something that they do consciously. This is something that they're genetically predisposed towards. Men are not like this. Men are more likely to stick with something if they're emotionally engaged, but women will become unsettled quite easily if the man is not performing in a way that is in alignment with her and her requirement to have a masculine man, a man that is strong mentally and physically, and a man that is out in the world making things happen, achieving goals, and so on. That's why it's so important to have something that, as a guy, to have something that is more important to him than she is. If you have a girlfriend and she is the center of your universe, she's going to dump you. It is a situation that is not good for her genetic predisposition, because what she wants, and this is different from what she will say she wants, what she wants is she wants to have a man that is out in the world making things happen. Because it makes sense from a social evolution perspective for a woman to be able to push the future family forward and the community forward, and her status and so on is able to rise by being together with a man that is actually out there doing something, making things happen. This is the most important thing. If you're focused on the relationship at the expense of getting things done and achieving your goals, you're setting yourself up for failure. And because of the natural predisposition for women to be constantly on the lookout for upgrade opportunities, there needs to be a kind of uncertainty that is in the relationship, but the uncertainty needs to be from her. She needs to be a little bit uncertain about her situation in the relationship. If you, as a guy, are the one that is uncertain in the relationship, you've got a problem. So the core thing here is around strength, both physical and mental strength, and competence and status. These three things, there are more. These are, in general, the things that make men attractive to women. All of these things are actually directly related to improving yourself as a person, as a guy. And the more that you do that, the more attractive that you are to women, because women are attracted to men who are competent and strong. There are no exceptions to this. This is like an ironclad rule. It does not matter what you're told. It doesn't matter what culture says about romanticism and, oh, I want a boyfriend that is able to listen to me, and so on and so forth. These things are ironclad. Being physically and mentally strong, being competent and having status is what makes you desirable in the eyes of women. If you're doing something that makes other men respect you, then you are, by default, doing the same thing that makes you desirable in the eyes of women. Some facts. If you're fat and you're a bag of shit and you're out of shape, you are not attractive to women. It is an outward display of your psychological weakness, of a lack of self-discipline, and a lack of self-control. If you dress like a child and you are unhygienic and you look a bit of a mess, this is not attractive. If you're not goal-focused and pursuing your goals, you aren't going anywhere. Girls don't like to fuck losers. If you are emotional and you are unable to control your emotions, you get offended or you have self-pity, you are not getting anywhere. There are other things that you need to work on first. This is a sign of significant weakness. Being offended, being a victim, is deeply unattractive. If you're needy and a simp and constantly requiring her to validate you, you're screwed. You don't need to be perfect in any of these areas, but you do need to have some kind of baseline to work from. And if you're unable to keep yourself clean on a regular basis, and if you're not goal focused, if you're not looking after your body, if you're overly emotional, you are not ready to have a relationship with somebody, because why would they fuck you? Why would somebody want to have sex with someone who is a whiny person, who is pitiful about their circumstances, who feels sorry for themselves? In order to be desirable to women, you don't need to be perfect in any of these areas. You just need to be yourself and be able to show the potential for a lot of these traits, especially when it comes to things like status. You just need to show the potential for status, and the way that you do that is by going about achieving your goals and working towards your goals and taking life seriously, taking your time seriously, and being outwardly focused on impacting the world in some way, as opposed to putting her at the center of everything. Regardless of what she says, the most important thing is for you to be outwardly focused on taking action in the world and improving that. In many ways, men are a kind of insurance policy against the chaos of the world for women. And we are a stabilizing force internally for women. Women are very, very different from men. They are more emotionally driven and kind of chaotic, whereas men are quite clear-sighted about how they go about doing things. We accumulate value through taking action in the world, whereas women are born with value. They're valued in of themselves, they're born with it, but men have to make themselves valuable over time. Men reach their sexual prime at about 30, 35 years old. This is a problem for younger men because they lack the resources that their competitors have. The competitors will oftentimes be, like I said, 30, 35 years old, they've got resources, they've got their shit together, they're doing things out in the world, and they're able to get the cream, the best of the bunch of the most sexually desirable females, who are typically younger. This is not always the case, but it is typically the case. And so it's very hard for young men to get a good female. Now, because of this problem, the best thing that young men can do is not to look for a long-term partner. Getting a long-term partner as a young man before you are 30 years old is one of the biggest mistakes that you can make as a man. The cost of doing this can be absolutely vast, and you want to avoid it at all cost. Have girlfriends, get experience, go out, see what you can do in terms of getting more sexually experienced. Develop experience, but do not settle into a long-term relationship until you are older. The cost is just far too high. For young women, it is completely different. They're able to choose. They are the ones that give access to sex. You can go, you can get yourself hot girls when you're young, but in a long-term relationship, you want to avoid it. You need to avoid this until you're older, until you are more valuable. We accumulate value as we age. We become more attractive to women, higher value, good women, as we get older. That allows us to control the situation much better, which ironically makes us even more attractive to women, because what women really find attractive is a man who has control over the situation and is able to lead her. In some way, women find this highly attractive. A key part of you being attractive is obviously your physical attributes. There is a strong linkage with your mental attributes as well, because it's the way that you behave physically in the world, the way that you stand, the way that you are, the way that you talk, your confidence in general, as well as your actual physical presence. It's important that you are strong physically, and that you are capable. Being strong and physically capable is an outward manifestation of your ability to impact the world and control the world through being able to control yourself. Women are attracted to men who are able to protect them from a world that is, at the end of the day, a very dangerous and chaotic place. If you are weak and physically incapable, you are therefore not an attractive candidate. It doesn't mean that you need to be Superman. It just means that you need to be physically capable. You need to be stronger than her. I did a video on this, baseline male physical requirements, and I'll put the link in the description. Everybody should be working towards this as a general baseline so that you're physically competent and able to handle yourself and signal to her that you are a capable man that is physically strong and powerful. These things are highly desired by women. Women want men, hunger for men, to have sex with men that are strong and imposing, who have the ability to impose their will upon them and get them to open up, to give themselves up to the man. That's what they want. So men can live without women, without too much fuss, but women cannot live without men. Women without men are like a boat that's adrift in a sea of chaos in the world. They will go here and go there, and the instability of everything leads them towards anxiety and depression. Women are disposed towards anxiety and depression in a way that is difficult for men to understand. We are far more stable than women are. This kind of instability that women have is, it's terribly sad because it causes so much unhappiness. But at the same time, what it does do is it acts as a major driver for them to want to be with a man who is able to give them a sense of stability and control in the world. By having a man around, when things go wrong, they're able to rely on him and they are able to settle psychologically so that they can be calm, knowing that they have a partner who is going to be able to handle the inevitable problems that come along, and it's not going to be a big deal. A really big part of this for us guys is to understand how to be calm under pressure. Being calm under pressure is a key trait for men to have. It's a goal that all of us should be working towards improving all the time. Not being emotional when things are going wrong, when things are falling apart, just being clear-eyed and dealing with the problem in a calm way. The way that men deal with stress is something that improves like everything over time. And the way that we get better at this is by doing difficult things on purpose. For example, going out of our way to make ourselves uncomfortable. And the internet's full of ideas about this. So taking cold showers, for example, every time you take a shower, you should always finish with a cold shower because it's good for you. But most importantly, because it's something that your emotional brain doesn't want to do, but you do it anyway. You make yourself do the hard thing. Making yourself go out and do physical exercise that is difficult and challenging, regardless of the weather and so on. Being able to do these things develops a stability in you and a confidence in you that results in competence, and these things are very attractive. The problem is that what they say they want and what they actually want is oftentimes a very different thing. And sex is a really, really good example of this, where things become very clear. Women will say that they want a man that understands them. They want somebody who is romantic, somebody who will listen to them. This is not completely untrue, but it's about 80% untrue. What they really want is they want a man that is taking control of them sexually, and a man that is going to in some way impose himself on her. Do not misunderstand. I'm not talking about non-consensual sexual activity. What I am talking about is about men being dominant. Not in a Mickey Mouse way, not in a non-consensual way, but in a man being confident and imposing his will on the woman in a consensual way. They want the excitement of being in a situation where they are compelled to submit to the masculinity of the man. And that requires a certain amount of risk-taking, which gives them excitement, and also a confidence from the man. But it needs to be tempered with a certain amount of kindness as well. So consent is at the heart of this. Don't think that you're going to go and get hold of a girl and force her to do something by grabbing her by the hair. That's ridiculous. What I am saying is that when women talk about this gentle, romantic, perfect boyfriend, they're basically full of shit. What they really want is they want somebody who is in control, who is willing to take control sexually of a situation and lead them and have them do what he wants them to do. That is what women find attractive. Women want to submit to a male and his desire. That's what makes them hot. There needs to be that submission element. This is something that women everywhere find extremely erotic and hot. That's why that's why the most successful female book is 50 Shades of Grey, where a cute and innocent young girl who would never do anything dirty is suddenly getting tied up to a bed, pushed around a bit of light choking, hair pulling, and she is being essentially made to do certain things that she would never consider doing otherwise. Rich Cooper has a really good insight into this that's worth repeating. He says that when you're with a woman and talking about sex, and she says that, well, no, that's disgusting. I would never do that. That's just too dirty. What you need to do is you need to tag on to the end of that sentence that she would never do it with you. Because you can be guaranteed that she will be more than happy to do whatever it is that you are talking about with some other guy. A woman will do just about anything with the right man. If he is alpha enough, if he fits that particular evolutionary rubric at that time in her life, she will do anything. There is nothing too dirty, too naughty that she won't do. The only reason why she will say that she won't do it is because you're not really alpha enough in that situation. So beware of this, and beware, it's a good way also to understand the weird and contradictory nature of women and the difference between what they say and what they actually want. And it's not that they are doing any of this on purpose. They don't know that they are doing it. It's a genetic predisposition. There is, again, this conflict between the culture and the actual evolutionary requirements. But evolution will always win. They want men that are strong and powerful and imposing. Men that are in control of themselves and are able to exert control over the world. This doesn't mean that they are after this Superman person. It's just that for the individual, in the relationship dynamic, the man, in order to be successful with the woman, needs to be the person that is in charge on a relative basis in that particular situation. Men want to lead women, and women want to be led by men. They want to be led sexually by men. They want to be led physically by men. They want a partner that is going to be competent, that's going to be going out leading them through the world. And there's no amount of cultural programming that's going to change that. It's just the way it is. There is room for subtlety and change in this, but the meat and potatoes remain the same. Being with a woman is like a dance. When you are dancing with someone, there is this beautiful feedback that is happening all of the time. In order for you to dance successfully with a woman sexually, you need to be having this constant feedback and responding to that feedback, but you need to be leading the game. If you are not leading the dance, then there is a problem. It either won't go anywhere, or at some point down the line, she will find somebody else who is more competent, who is able to lead her in a way that gives her satisfaction. And that's where her desire comes from. So competence is at the center of all of this, and a man that is not able to do anything, who doesn't have any skills, who doesn't have knowledge about the world, who is unable to fix problems, who gets emotional about things, who gets in a flap, this kind of person is deeply unattractive. This is not masculine. If you are not masculine, women are not going to desire you. There are many different ways of being masculine. There's a lot of room in this for you to become the best possible man that you can. But as a core idea, having self-control, having determination, being competent is foundational. If there is a problem that comes about and you're unable to fix it, if it's a simple thing, she's not going to want to fuck you. You need to be able to fix things. When things go wrong, you need to be able to approach those things calmly, without much emotion, and just get on and fix it. This kind of thing is highly attractive to women. The idea that nothing is really a big deal. It's all fine. I can handle it. It's not a problem. I will deal with it. And just getting on and doing it. Making things happen without fuss is incredibly important. This is very attractive to women. Intelligence, of course, is very attractive. And having good verbal skills, having good knowledge, being interested in the world is important in any relationship. And it's also obviously important in going about in the world and making things happen, or you have nothing to offer because you don't know shit. But at the same time, if you're the kind of person that thinks that they should be constantly telling everybody how clever they are, especially a girl, if you're chatting up a girl and you feel like you have to justify how clever you are, all that she sees is somebody who is lacking in confidence. Instead, shut up, talk less, be clear and direct with her. You don't need to be waving your arms around, being overly emotional. You don't need to be talking endlessly about your latest achievements. Instead, ask questions, be calm, be mature, and be interested in the world and be interested in her, but not to the extent that she becomes the center of your universe. If you're just looking to get a girl into bed, then fine. You can go ahead and compliment her and be direct. But at the same time, you need to be prepared to walk away at any point along that conversation. Always be prepared to walk away. You don't want to be in a situation where you are needy or desperate. You can take it or leave it. You want to be the person that is in control of the situation. It is a dance. And in a dance, there is a leader and there is a follower. And your job as a man is to understand the vibe of the dance and for you to lead her. And by leading her, she will submit to you and she will be more open, increasingly open sexually with you. But you must be in the lead. If it's the other way round, then it's going to be a problem. You're either on a road to nowhere, or at some point down the line, she is going to dump you for somebody that is able to lead her. So lots of people will talk about how important confidence is when it comes to being with women, but confidence is something that happens as a consequence of getting things done and making things happen and dealing with problems, fixing problems, learning how to be calm under pressure. All of these things are consequences of you taking action in the world, which is why if you are a young man, you need to be spending time on taking action in the world and building value in yourself, as opposed to being focused on getting pussy, especially if it is for a long-term relationship. Like I said, don't do it. Instead, build value in yourself. Confidence will come from that, and the kind of confidence that you get will be a real deep confidence. What this does is that it enables you to go about in a way where you don't really give a shit what other people think, where you don't care so much about what other people think. You don't want to be that weak person that is worried and embarrassed about what others are thinking about you, and that includes her. If you are too concerned about what she thinks about you, you are not leading the situation. You need to be prepared at any time to walk away from the situation because you've got shit to do. You have other things to do. There are other options that you have later on, and it's not that important to you. If you take this approach, you will find that lots of women will be highly attracted to you. If you're needy, if you're trying too hard, that pussy will dry up faster than the Sahara Desert. You might get lucky here and there, but it won't be worth it. Instead, what you want to do is you want to have a little bit of distance. So super basic stuff is be clean, be smart, be goal-focused, be prepared to walk away because you've got other things to do. All you need to do to beat almost all of your competitors is just don't be a twat about it. You don't need to be perfect at any of this. Just don't be a complete dick. And girls will have sex with you. If you are good in the way that you present yourself and you don't dress like a child, if you're wearing clothes with lots of labels, this is simply an outward expression of your lack of confidence. This is a feminine thing to do. Men should be internally confident and they shouldn't be looking for external validation on how they look. That's why if you're dressing like a child, it's actually really unattractive to women, especially high value women. Maybe young girls might think that it's attractive, but that's because young girls tend to be confused and inexperienced. So dress in a way that is reasonable and tidy and fits well. Look clean. Be smart. Don't be a douchebag. And girls will fuck you. But most importantly, be focused on your own life and your own development. That's the key message. Women do not want to have relationships with men that aren't going anywhere. What they want is they want a man that is not completely focused on them. The main point is, in order to be attractive to women, you need to understand that you need to build yourself a life, and then the pussy will come as a secondary effect of that. Because if you're in your 20s, you've got this massive opportunity, this enormous window of opportunity to accumulate value so that by the time you're in your 30s, you are able to pick and choose. You would have had the experiences that enabled you to get there into a more resource-rich environment so that you've got something to offer the world. And younger women, especially younger attractive women, will be highly attracted to men in their 30s. And finally, generosity is extremely attractive because it is an outward demonstration that you've got resources and that you care about the community and the world that you live in, and that maybe you have a sense of justice, that you're willing to stand up for something that is bigger than yourself. This also is highly attractive. And if you're just a selfish asshole, nobody wants to fuck a selfish asshole. No one. Besides, more importantly than that, you're just a prick. Being polite, being socially sophisticated, these things don't cost anything. They don't. They just require you to pay attention to the world around you and to become a better person. The main takeaway from all of this is that really, as a man, in order for you to be successful with women, you first need to be successful with yourself. You need to be successful out in the world, whatever that might mean. It doesn't mean that you need to be perfect. It doesn't mean that you need to be some super Adonis. It doesn't mean that you need to be making millions and millions of pounds to be attractive. All it means is that you don't need to be an asshole. It means that you need to be doing something to make your life better. You need to be doing something to make yourself better, to achieve your goals, to be able to improve the world in some way. Your world. Focus on improving your world first. Be relentless about doing it. On improving yourself. Be relentless on developing your business, your plans for the future. Be relentless with that. Be focused on achieving those things, and the girls will come as a consequence of that. Do not be in a situation where you put women first. When you put women first, they will lose respect for you, and they will leave to find somebody that is more goal-focused and more task-oriented. Do not pursue women at the expense of pursuing your goals.